a future lawyer, a dedicated undergraduate research student, an active student in the Department of Biological Sciences. It was the summer between her freshman and sophomore year when Jenny Nelson began working in a lab. That was 2004. Jenny continued her participation in research until she graduated from Purdue in the spring of 2007. Jenny's going to share her experience with us. To begin, take a moment and tell us why you got involved in undergraduate research.
I thought about going to graduate school after Purdue, and I wasn't really sure. I kind of wanted to do more research to decide if that would be something I would like to do as a career. And so I decided that I wanted to get involved in research kind of to try it out and see if I liked it. And that was probably around the beginning of my freshman year. And so I was originally interested in medicine. So I tried to find a field of research that was related to medicine in some way. And then I ended up working in a structural biology lab examining the structure of canine and feline parvovirus based on those interests. So, and then I ultimately wanted to do the Howard Hughes internship, which the summer after my freshman year, which I ended up doing because I wanted to see how I liked research as a full-time kind of thing, because it's interesting to do part-time, but I wanted to see if I actually would be interested in doing it as a career. So that's pretty much how I got started.
Okay. How did you find the structural biology lab?
I actually really liked it. I ended up switching later to ecology, but it wasn't based on my research experience. It was based on other factors. I thought it was really kind of cool and interesting. She got to play with computer graphics a lot, which was kind of fun.
Okay. So. Can you explain the other factors that led you to change into an ecology lab?
So I decided around the end of my sophomore year that I didn't really want to do anything molecular-based, I guess, in biology. I wanted to look at more of the bigger picture, because I guess I just like solving those problems better or something. And so for a little while, I was an ecology major, and to do that, you need to have ecology research, and so I switched to ecology research.
Did you find it a challenge to switch labs or to stop working in one lab and then to start working in another lab?
No, actually, everyone is really understanding about that. I didn't have any problems at all. I was working in Dr. Rossman's lab, which is very, very big, so I pretty much just worked with a postdoc named Susan, and when I told her what I wanted to do, because at that time I was actually starting to think about law, and so I told her was thinking about doing environmental stuff with that, and she was really excited for me. She thought it was really cool, and so, yeah, she didn't really seem to mind. When I decided I wanted to work with Dr. Minchella, he was also really understanding and willing to help me, even though I was a junior.
That's good. It's good that you felt supported when you made the decision to change labs. Just there, you mentioned law. So tell me, what do you plan to do with your degree once you graduate, and how did research factor into that decision?
Okay, I'm going to law school next year, which is exciting. I might do something with the biology and law, so I might do environmental or patent or something like that. And then, I guess, in terms of how research affected that, at first I started doing research to figure out if I wanted to do research as a career, and I decided that was not the case. So while I find that it's interesting and a good experience part-time, it's not something that I want to spend my life doing. But I actually think that a lot of the stuff that I did will actually help me in law school, which is probably surprising. First, because I've read a lot of papers through my research, in Dr. Minchella's lab, we have lab meeting every week, and so we read a paper for that every week, and the critical reading skills that I've developed through that, because we have to question kind of the research methods and results and stuff, that'll help me in law school a lot, because that's pretty much what you do in law school. So that was good. And then also just the whole process of having to design an experiment, think of questions and figure out ways to answer them. It was just a good experience.
So, Jenny, when you look back to the very beginning, either in the structural biology lab or in the ecology lab, are there things that you end up laughing about now?
Not really. I don't know that I had any, large misconceptions or anything when I first started with research. I don't think I really understood what research was, but I don't know that I really understood what biology was either when I was a freshman. So I think it was more, just lack of understanding than anything else.
Now, do you think this lack of understanding prohibited you in getting started in research or being successful in research?
No, I was still willing to do it. I don't know. I like trying new things. But But yeah, it was probably maybe kind of what led me to decide I didn't want to do it as a career path, just because I just didn't realize what it was.
So what would you tell a first or second year biology student was the best thing about undergraduate research?
Well, there are, like, I guess a variety of things that I like about research. I don't know that I could really pick, like, the best thing. So, first of all, it helped me a lot because it helped to narrow my career options, and that's really, really helpful if you don't know, if you're not entirely sure what you want to do. Even if you are sure of what you want to do, that might change. That was a good experience in that. Also, it helped me to show, or helped me to understand, rather, what biology kind of really involved and entailed. So, I mean, you sit in lecture, and, like, you learn about all these different concepts and ideas, and you can go into, like, your lab courses, and you can do labs that have been done many times before, and so you always know what the answer is, kind of thing. But when you do research, like, you get to answer, you get to pose your own questions and think about ways to solve them, and then, like, actually find out answers to those questions yourself, which is what science is. And so I think that's just a good experience to have in general, because you actually get to do, like, the real science and the real biology instead of just learning about what other people have done. And I guess, like, the last thing, I've heard this mentioned before, and I don't know that people really think about it, I guess, as a student as much as, like, being necessarily true. Purdue is very big, like, biology itself is very big, and so working in a lab is kind of a way to make it smaller, in a way, because you get to know, like, a professor really well, which can be good for the recommendation letter aspect, but also just in general, it's kind of nice to make such a big department, like, a smaller community.
So finally, Jenny, can you describe your research for a general audience?
I work in Dr. Manchella's lab, and we work with the parasite Schistosoma mansoni, which causes schistosomiasis. It's a disease in humans that exists in Brazil and Egypt. It is a waterborne parasite, so if you go into contaminated water, it can pass through your skin, and then it'll lodge itself in your intestine and produce worms and generally unpleasant. So we're kind of working with that and its genetic aspects and also the ecology of the parasite and host. So since it infects humans, obviously we can't really work with humans. We use mice, and then the parasite also has an intermediate host, which would be the snail. And so we work a lot with the snails also, and that's actually the focus of my research. If we can try to understand the ecology of how the parasite works, interacts with the snail and also the mice, maybe we would understand a little bit more about the disease in people, I guess is the basis. So my thesis was looking at how differences in nutrition of the snail host impacted on parasite and host life history traits. So by that I would mean reproduction, growth, mortality, and then parasite prevalence of infection in both the snail host and then the mouse next definitive host.
Jenny Nelson, you've got a great story. Thanks for talking with us, and good luck next year in law school.